Tiddler, The Storytelling Fish by Julia Donaldson. Once there was a fish, and his name was Tiddler. He wasn't much to look at, with his plain grey scales, but Tiddler was a fish with a big imagination. He blew small bubbles, but he told tall tales.
"Sorry I'm late, I was riding on a seahorse. Sorry I'm late, I was flying with a ray. Sorry I'm late, I was diving with a dolphin."
Tiddler told a different story every day. At 9 o'clock on Monday, Miss Skate called the register.
"Little Johnny Dory."
"Yes, Miss Skate."
"Rabbit fish."
"Yes, miss."
"Red fin."
"Yes, miss."
"Tiddler."
"Tiddler?"
"Tiddler's late."
"Sorry I'm late. I was swimming round a shipwreck. I swam into a treasure chest and someone closed the lid. I bashed and I thrashed till the mermaid let me out again."
"Oh, no, she didn't."
"Oh, yes, she did."
"It's only a story," said Rabbit Fish and Red Fin.
"Just a silly story," said Dragon Fish and Dab.
"I like Tiddler's stories," said Little Johnny Dory. And he told it to his granny, who told it to a crab. At 9 o'clock on Tuesday, Miss Skate called the register.
"Little Johnny Dory."
"Yes, Miss Skate."
"Spider fish."
"Yes, miss."
"Sunfish."
"Yes, miss."
"Tiddler."
"Tiddler?"
"Tiddler's late."
"Sorry I'm late, miss.
I set off really early, but on the way to school, I was captured by a squid. I wriggled and I struggled till a turtle came and rescued me."
"Oh, no, he didn't."
"Oh, yes, he did."
"It's only a story," said Spiderfish and Sunfish.
"Just a silly story," said Devilfish and Dace.
"I love Tiddler's story," said Little Johnny Dory. And he told it to his granny, who told it to a place, who told it to a starfish, who told it to a seal, who told it to a lobster, who told it to an eel.
At 9 o'clock on Wednesday morning, Tiddler was dawdling, dreaming up a story, his tallest tale yet. Lost inside his story, he didn't see the fishing boat. He didn't hear the fisherman. He didn't spot the net. Meanwhile, in the schoolroom, Miss Skate called the register.
"Little Johnny Dory."
"Yes, Miss Skate."
"Leopard fish."
"Yes, miss."
"Leaf fish."
"Yes, miss."
"Tiddler."
"Tiddler."
"Tiddler's late."
10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, still no Tiddler. 12 o'clock, lunchtime, where could he be? Far away, the fishermen were hauling in their fishing net.
"This one's just a Tiddler, we'll throw it back to sea."
Tiddler was lost in the middle of the ocean, where strange lights glimmered and strange fish flew. He swam around in circles. He shivered in the seaweed. But then he heard a story that he knew.
Tiddler rode a seahorse. Tiddler met a mermaid. Tiddler met a turtle who saved him from a squid. Tiddler found a shipwreck. Tiddler found a treasure chest. "Oh, no, he didn't." "Oh, yes, he did."
Tiddler peeked out and he saw a skull of anchovies.
"Excuse me, can you tell me where you heard that story?"
"We heard it from a shrimp, but we don't know where she heard it."
And they took him to the shrimp, who said,
"I heard it from a whale."
"I heard it from a herring."
"I heard it from an eel."
"I heard it from a lobster."
"I heard it from a seal."
"I heard it from a starfish."
"I heard it from a place."
The place said, "Just a minute, don't I recognise your face?"
"I'm Tiddler," said Tiddler. "I'm tracking down my story."
The place replied,
"I heard it from my neighbour, Granny Dory."
1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, still no Tiddler. Nearly home time, where could he be? Just as the fishes were finishing their lessons,
in swam Tiddler at 3:30.
"Oh, sorry I'm late,
but I swam into a fishing net. I managed to escape. I swam away and hid. I was lost. I was scared, but a story led me home again. Oh, no, it didn't. Oh, yes, it did. It's just another story, said Leopardfish and Leaffish. Just a silly story, said Butterfish and Blue.
It isn't just a story, said little Johnny Dory.
And he told it to a writer friend who wrote it down for you.
The end.